The West Sydney psychedelic pop trio, the Blue Tongues. They're joining us live in the studio right now, ahead of their EP launch at the Oxford Art Factory this Saturday. Now, there are three of them, but today we've only got two. We're being introduced to Isaac and Jake from the Blue Tongues. And fellas, how are we feeling today?
Yeah, pretty good, actually.
Pretty good.
I would agree.
Pretty excited about all the new stuff coming out. And thanks to the rap. Track. Sounds good.
You had a bit of a run into the studio today. Maybe a little bit out of breath.
Yeah, just a tad.
See those Blue Tongues wagging a little bit.
A lot of traffic and tricky parking, but we got here.
Oh, that's Sydney for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is Sydney for you. So look, you guys are celebrating the release of your latest EP, Mr. Regular Man, this Saturday at the Oxford Art Factory. And since 2013, Isaac, Cooper and Jake, you guys have been brewing your own concoction of psychedelia. You've been featured on Triple J on Earth, Face Melts, ABC's Rage. It's great to have you in the studio to talk all about the Aussie psychedelic music scene. And the first question I want to ask is, how did the group first get together and how did you become mates?
Well, I think, you want me to feel this one, mate?
Go for it.
Oh, nice. All right. It's good when you have two heads thinking about the same thing. we formed it like a high school Battle of the Bands thing, and we just loved like a lot of 80s rock and stuff that our dads and everything grew up on. But there was a little like through line of like 60s music that was a bit trippier and stuff that I always wanted to get into. And then, we kind of played a few Battle of the Bands shows way early on.
Yeah,
and then
that was before I sort of joined. You, what was your band name? The Other Guys.
Yeah,
that was the band, the first band name.
And then we did the Vinyl
you
Press.
And Cooper, obviously the drummer.
Yeah, it was very like 80s rock inspired stuff. And then we got into like indie sounds, and then it kind of just naturally progressed when we started writing better stuff. And that was about the time when, you know, a few Aussie psych bands were starting to pop off on the global stage. A few Tame Impalas and a few things like that.
Yeah. Any influences that kind of shaped your direction there in the scene at the time?
Yeah, definitely. They were kind of taking the torch, and we were just kind of following along. And that linked back to that 60s and 70s sound that I guess I really liked and my writing started to get influenced by. And I started to share that with the band, and we kind of amalgamated it into a new thing, and it didn't really sound the same as what we were doing before. So we thought we needed a new name, and that's where the Blue Tongues came about.
Ballpark music's a big one.
Huge influence as well. Ballpark.
Isaac and I have both seen them about 7 or 8 times.
Yeah,
live.
Definitely.
They recognize you in the crowd now.
Absolutely.
Pond, big one as well.
Sure. But like
Beatles, obviously.
Beatles and Pink Floyd and that kind of thing as well. That's that kind of timeline. And then we got back to it, and then we're like, well, we should start writing better music, and we did, and then that's where it all
came. As you have.
Yeah.
And so that's actually a question I wanted to ask. Where does the name Blue Tongues come from? What's going on there?
It's a funny story. I was actually in the back of my car en route to a little family holiday. I was sitting next to my sister, and she was actually just having a blue push pop. It sounds like a made up story, but it's absolutely true. I think at the time, Isaac and I and the boys were messaging on the chat, you know, we're going through different band name ideas. I just said, what about the Blue Tongues? Because she had a blue tongue.
He sent a photo of himself to the group chat with a blue tongue, because you had one as well.
And I had I was having a blue push pop as well.
You were having a blue push pop too.
Quite partial to the old blue push pop, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, it's not a bad look, actually. It's not a bad look.
Actually, our first gig, we threw out blue lollies.
And
everyone had a blue tongue.
Yeah.
So
those blue clouds. Maybe we should bring that back. I reckon. Yeah.
Have you been in that bloody Blue Tongues gig again? No,
that's it.
Let me look at your tongue.
Yeah, that's it. Has to be blue.
Have you? Oh no, I was going to say something rogue then, but we'll stick.
We'll keep it classy. So you guys, you've been primarily playing around Western Sydney psychedelic scene. Yeah. How's that changed and morphed over the years that you've been playing together since about 2013?
Well, I think as we started to like leave like high school and get into the pub scene, I think the music that we started to play around like 2017 or so was different to what we did now. But as we started to grow, there's not really, it's a bit of a shame to say this, but out in Western Sydney, like there's not really a platform for bands as such. It was more the inner west that we were starting to pop into and play a lot of shows up and down King Street and
and
all those kind of venues that would actually have a home for this kind of sound. And then Yeah.
It took us a while to kind of break out of that. And then we did a gig up in Brisbane with our boys, Vinted Veneer.
Mm. Yeah, they're coming along as well.
They're joining us on this this headline gig at Oxford Art Factory. And then we also got down to Melbourne, a venue called Stay Gold.
We did a show down there, and it was more like, I guess there was probably like the Lazy Eyes, I guess, the only other psych band doing stuff. There's like Velvet Trip and a few other bands that we kind of
friends of the station,
Velvet Trip. Yeah, they're a cracker band. We didn't really have anyone to go off, so we were kind of just doing our own thing. And I wish there was more of a psych scene. I think I wish that kind of developed more, but I guess it's just we just wanted to push that, you know, that sound, you know, fly the flag a little bit.
Well, maybe the scene is coming, because we got a big night coming up soon. You've got the new EP launch for Mr. Regular Man, and you've got Brisbane-based Vinted Veneer hanging out with you guys on this bill as well. So look, Mr. Regular Man, I don't think there's anything regular about you lot at all. pretty impressive stuff. So
work on a bridge.
What's the story? What's the story behind Mr. Regular Man and getting Vinted Veneer together? What's the occasion for this launch?
Yeah, well, Regular Man, we kind of were inspired by writing about just the average Joe caught in the 9-to-5. I think that was kind of the theme for the lyrics.
Mm.
I remember you came forward with a really beautiful synth sound. That was kind of the start of the idea, and we kind of just sat down together, and we were really particular about vocal melodies, I remember, and the song just evolved, and it was one of our good sort of live shows. It's quite an anthemic chorus.
Yeah, it goes into a big riff at the end and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it spawned from like a place of like a lot of those people that we kind of look up to, those, you know, the Beatles and you know, the Floyd and everything like that. Having those character songs, someone that's writing from someone outside of yourself and just trying to pick a perspective. And I don't know, we're all regular in some way or another, but it just really struck me about writing a story about a character who in their own world can go on a trippy journey, you know, find themselves a little bit, break the mold, that kind of thing, you know.
Is that what we can expect on this Saturday? A bunch of regular, you know, Joes walking in, having their third eyes opened, or
well, regular until they walk through the door.
Until they walk through the door, the transformation occurs. Are we all going to be walking out from the Oxford Art Factory this Saturday with blue tongues?
Well, we might have to.
You say walking
do
out.
Something
about I say
stumbling
out. Stumbling out.
Yeah, I think so.
We think so.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, convert a few regular men. Regular.
It's good. We've got
whoever you are.
We've got a lot of new songs that we haven't played before. So we're just practicing yesterday with everyone, and it's going to be good because we've had a lot of songs on rotation. Obviously, when you play together so much, you know, you need to find extra time to really branch out and grow that catalog, that live catalog. So it feels like we've got a few sort of extra prezzies for this gig, which we're excited to share.
And the Vinted boys jumping on as well has been a big thing for us too,
because
we met through like the Face Melts blog thing, which is specializes or like highlights psychedelic and indie music, and we happened to end up on an Instagram post with them in like a, you know, five bands you should check out type thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
they ended up just hitting us up being like, we're coming to Sydney. Do you reckon we should set up a show? Perfect timing. We've got a show at the Lansdowne.
Oh.
Yeah.
They jumped on ours. They invited us up to Brizzy. So we thought full circle. One of our last shows for a while, we'll bring them back down here. So yeah.
Well, this is very exciting, and I hope everyone's getting a little bit hyped up and starting to feel the vibrations in their ears and in their bodies.
Around. Ooh.
So that is coming up on Saturday the 15th, Oxford Art Factory, the Mr. Regular Man EP launch. Jake, Isaac, and of course Cooper will be there. Mm. Boys, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. And if we've got you for a little bit longer, we'll get you in here later on in the show, and we're going to play a little bit of a little taste of what to expect on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
I'm very excited.
That's very much good. So.
Isaac, Jake, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today on the Thursday Daily Show. It's great having you here.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jack.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was the Blue Tongues, talking everything about the Aussie psychedelic music scene and their upcoming show at the Oxford Art Factory this Saturday the 15th. Tickets are on sale now. Be there and have your third eye opened.